Hello and welcome back to the Vitality Hub podcast. I am your host, Elena Kundro, and this is a place for you to be empowered to take full ownership of your mental and physical well-being. This is the first podcast and is going to be the first of the Life Upgrade series. So this will be a total of 4 episodes where I will walk you through a blueprint to take the most out of your upcoming year. And even though it can be done on the New Year's, but it can be done anytime throughout the year. If it's your birthday, if it's a random month in the year and you realize, I want to take a more mindful and empowered approach to how I manage my year, this is a perfect place to start. So you can listen to them one by one, or you can go to the one that you feel like you need the most. The first one is going to be about reflection. How to do a year's review, how to make it easier the next year. I've been doing this for the past 10 years. So my approach has been changing over the years and I found what works the best. So in this episode, I will share a few ways how you can get a better picture of what worked, what didn't, what needs to be improved. And yeah, just to gain clarity, because clarity is power. If you are not clear on what's happening in your life and you just go about it day by day and you don't realize how your habits and behaviors are influencing your whole trajectory of life in the long run, it's very hard to change because you don't see that perspective. So this is really meant to give you that perspective. And this is going to be a very practical episode. I'm going to lay out tactics and I even compiled questionnaire that you can follow along. So you don't have to do it right here and now, but if you want, you could might as well take notes. And right after you listen to this episode, you can schedule a time off to do your review. So month of December, for some, it's a month of celebrations. For me, it's mostly about reflections. And first half of the month, I do reflection of my last year. And the second half, I'm focusing on my vision so that when the new year's come, I'm already clear on where I stand in my life. What do I want to do and upgrade and move forward? Where do I want to focus? What do I want to prioritize? And the word prioritize is very important. But I'll leave all of that for the second episode, which is going to be about how to make your New Year's vision. Then the third episode is going to be how to start actually making it happen. I don't want to leave you inspired of, yeah, I want to do this New Year's vision, but without any practical things, how to actually do it. So I really laid out practical bits and bits and information and all of that, how to actually implement those new habits and make them stick. The fourth episode is going to be more about identity. So the third and the fourth is kind of linked together. I just wanted to separate it to give a bit of a breather between those. So let's get to it. The first episode on reflection. First of all, before going into the tactics, how you can do a reflection, I just want to talk a bit about why is it so important. I already touched upon clarity and stuff. Celebrating your achievements can really boost your confidence. After a year has passed, you probably forgot a lot of the things that you've done that you're proud of. And as a result, you can feel like I haven't done much this year. I definitely recognize myself in this pattern. A lot of times I fall into this category where I'm like, I didn't do much. I suck. And then because I know I have this mind pattern, I have my list of achievements and I go through them. And then I feel like, okay, it's actually been a pretty good year. I've did this, I've done that. So that really boosts my confidence for next things that I want to do. The second one is improved accountability. Once you really take a note and a review where you stand, can be more accountable for the things. So the next time you engage in the same behavior, you're like, okay, I see the same pattern occurring here. So you have much better accountability. You can also share that with your partner or accountability buddy. That can be like an extra accountability. Also learn from setbacks. That's the number three of the benefits of reviewing. We all have those. It's an inevitable part of life. But you can get bogged down by the setbacks, or you can take them really as a learning opportunity and skyrocket from there. So that's a really good one. Goal evaluation and adjustment, number four. So a lot of times we have so many goals that we want to achieve, but it keeps changing. We are ever evolving beings and it's normal to change. So reevaluate. Do you really need to put all your energy towards that specific goal that you thought was so important a year ago? Maybe now it's totally not important and you have your priorities completely different, in a completely different direction. The fifth benefit is self-discovery and awareness. That kind of implies on all of these, you can really get to know a lot about yourself when you're evaluating your life from a mindful perspective, not just like this and that happened, but really when you evaluate, what does that tell me about my values, about my priorities? And then you can understand from the behavior that you do, what kind of person you are, and are you aligned in your actions and your values? And in the new years, you can see how you can merge them. Setting direction for improvement. Again, you cannot improve if you don't know what's not working. That also can help you in refining decision-making skills. So you can see all the decisions that you made, what were the patterns, maybe you were influenced by an outside pressure. All of that can really help you in the future to see, okay, maybe that's not really how I want to make my decisions. And cultivating gratitude, that's a big one. Actually, gratitude was the first thing that set me on this path of inner happiness, finding inner happiness. To this day, it's one of the most powerful tools I have under my skill set to cultivate that sense of fulfillment, which can be so hard to do when there's so much happening on social media and I can see everybody's lives being so perfect. But that only triggers me when I forget the gratitude piece. So cultivating gratitude around reflecting on your life, to write out all the things that you're grateful for. And then again, the same with the accomplishments. It might seem like there's nothing to be grateful for, but once you write it down, you can see that you have so much, even though it might look like you don't compared to others. And the last one is time management optimization. So that all comes down to priorities, because where you spend your time, that's where your priorities are, to readjust, reevaluate, maybe even put some systems in place. How can you track that? I know that for me, my first few years when I started doing those reflections, I saw that I'm spending so much time on social media. And after a few of those, I'm like, okay, maybe that's not who I want to be. And that really helped my time management optimization. Maybe I'll do another episode on the whole time management productivity-ish thing. Yeah, so that's for the benefits. I hope you're feeling inspired to get on with this reflection. No matter if you've been doing reflections of the year for the longest time ever, or you're completely new to this, I'm sure you'll gain benefits. First, what can you take to help you do this reflection? Photo albums on the phone or computer or social media, just photos to remind you of what happened, can be a very visual representation of your year. I usually just take my iPhone and I just scroll through months and see what happened. That's why over the years, I developed a habit of taking more photos, just random photos of my life, so I could remember where I was at that stage in my life. And that's a perfect visual representation, even sad photos of me crying or something, to really remember all of my life, not just the happy moments when I'm with friends and stuff like that. So that can really help. The second one is calendar. If you're a calendar person like I am, calendar can be your best friend. My calendar is always filled with blocks and different colors, and I put everything in my calendar. And if things don't go as I planned, I go back and I change it so that when I review, I can see what was I doing. But I'm more of like a nerd on calendars. I'm pretty sure most people aren't that way. You can just use a basic calendar of meetings and big events and birthdays that you've planned. And that way you can have a better understanding of what were the big events. Then if you do a diary, that can certainly help a lot, because you can see your inner world, what was happening, what were you feeling, what were the challenges, which we as well tend to forget as the time passes. And it's important to see the pattern. What were the main things on your mind all this time? And usually when I go back through my diaries, now I do my diaries online to just to make it everything more simple to do the reflection. And also I don't have to carry notebooks everywhere. I just have my laptop that I take everywhere and I'm good to go. But if you're a notebook person, that's good for you. So just when I used to have those notebooks, I would look through them and I would see that I've been talking about the same topics so many times over and over and over. And that can really be quite revealing and eye-opening. Then your to-do list can also help. My best tip, how you can help yourself to do easier reflections and save a lot of time and capture a more accurate picture, is something that I do. From now on, at the end of each month, do a reflection of the month. It doesn't have to be very deep, detailed, just capture key things that happened, key challenges, key accomplishments, key events. I don't really do it in a very structured way. I just write a bunch of things that happened, a bunch of things that were on my mind. What was I going through? What was bugging me? What was exciting me? That's not too long, like still in a list format. So then when I look back, it's easier rather than just going through my blocks of diary entries. That's much harder. That used to take me so long when I was doing that. Moving on to the monthly reflections, that's much easier. And every month I can maintain that clarity of mind, where I am, where I want to go, what's working, what's not, what do I want to readjust. That's the most powerful thing, really. You can remember to do those by putting reminders in your calendar or getting an accountability buddy, a partner, whoever, to do those monthly reviews together. And that can be like a really fun activity with your partner as well, very deepening the friendship. I really, really do recommend that, so that by the end of next year, you will only have to go through these monthly lists that you wrote to do your full reflection. That's my number one tip for this one. So what are the ways of doing a reflection? It's not just questions. It can be quite convoluted and it might work for some, it might not work for others, and that's perfectly fine. So what are the options? Number one option is to split your life into categories. So I wrote down like 9 categories. That's physical health, mental and emotional well-being, social and relationships, career and professional development, financial stability, intellectual and personal growth, spirituality and beliefs, recreation and hobbies, and you can also add environmental and community engagement if that's something that's relevant for you. It doesn't have to be all of those. You can combine, for example, career and financial stability. You can combine physical and mental well-being. Really, it's just an example of how you could split those. You can even do as simple as health, wealth, relationships, the key 3 things. And if you're new to reflections and reviews, I would recommend starting with the simplest ones because it can be overwhelming. So just start where whatever feels comfortable. The second way how to do your reflection is go month by month. So that's something that you would do as you go along in the year and you just do those monthly reflections. You can do the same at the end of the month, just at the end of the year, sorry. And you would focus on each of the months and write what happened in the month of January, what happened in the month of May, and write out the key things. That can be your reflection. Just get the overview of your year. And you can do that through looking again at the aforementioned aspects like photos, calendar, to-do list, diary, whatever. Then for my visual people out there, you can do a timeline or a visual chart. So you can just draw a line or a few lines and there you can just mark your key events. Obviously that won't be as specific. It would be mostly about key things that happened, but still a good way to have an overview of your life. You can also do a chart where you draw a circle and you just divide in different areas and you can reflect on those areas. or you can just do a representation of what consumed most of your time this year. All of these reflections and the key things I will have in my Notion page, and you can message me on Facebook or Instagram and I will just send you a link to them so you could copy them or just follow along and have everything written down so you could see that. Just drop me a message and I will send that to you. The second strategy is a one word theme. So you would just choose one word that encapsulates your whole year. That's like the most simple, minimalistic reflection. Just, again, you can scroll through your phone's camera or Instagram feed, wherever you share most of your things, and just come up with a word. Maybe it can be expansion or health or relationships. Basically, what took most of your energy and time this year? Maybe it was about career. Just see what was the main word and reflect how that aspect was intertwined in all areas of your life. For example, if you took health, maybe look at how that impacted your career, your relationships, your finances, your hobbies. Then if it was career development, see how that impacted relationships. You get the idea. Okay, so we are now at the last bit. And that's my most favorite way to do it. And that's how I do my reflections each year. I just have the same questions. I mean, it changes. The questions change during like year to year basis, depending on my life stage. And I do keep adding to them. And when I was preparing for this podcast, I did make them even more synthesized. Again, all these questions will be in my Notion template. You don't have to have Notion to have access to these. You can just message me and I will send you, it's like a PDF file basically that you can have access to online on your web browser. I like Notion because it just expands all the questions and you can choose which ones to answer, which ones not, and you can just click that little triangle and then you can write below it, and basically just very convenient. If you don't use Notion, I highly recommend it. I've been using it for many years now for everything's like my digital brain. Yeah, so reflection questions. I just took all the life areas and wrote myself guiding questions that could really help me look deeper in those topics and see what really needs to be changed. So there are a lot of questions. I will go through the questions, and if you're walking or whatever you're doing, you can just start thinking about them so that when you sit down to actually do your review, you can already have something in your mind. And that's perfectly fine if you hear a question and you're like, I have no idea how to answer that, because that'll probably be with a lot of the questions. But as you just sit down and you start writing, the answer comes. Something will come up. Maybe something you didn't even think about before. So just write something, even if you feel like it's stupid. So the first category is physical and mental health. Of course, that's my main priority in life, and that's what the podcast mostly is about. So the questions for physical and mental health to guide you. Again, you don't have to go through all of them. So first one is, how well did I prioritize my physical and mental health? The second one, what habits did I maintain to support my physical and mental well-being? The third, what mental or physical health issue has been bothering me this year? What did I do about it? I know it can seem overwhelming when you have so many things happening, but just writing things down, okay, what are the issues that I'm dealing with? It can provide so much more calmness. I know that is for me. Whenever I write things that are in the back of my mind, it just gives me so much more calm. Another question. In what ways did I invest in my overall well-being? Maybe you invested in some new health gear or supplements or coaching, whatever. Did I make time for activities that bring me joy and relaxation? Are there any habits that are negatively impacting my mental and physical health? So that's a lot to answer those. But yeah, that's what it takes to build the life that you want, to have awareness. And I know for a lot of people, it's uncomfortable to look at all the habits and detrimental activities they do, especially if they're not leading a life in alignment. It's very uncomfortable. But just by doing that, you are stepping over it and you are making yourself empowered and not all the things that are holding you down. So the second area of reflection is personal development. And there can be so much into this category that could be put in. Again, these are just guiding questions. I'm just going to read through them. You can start thinking about it. How have I grown as an individual this year? Just write the first thing that pops into your mind. That's the best. Second one, the question is, what new skills or knowledge have I acquired? The third question, what do I get excited discussing or thinking about? And what aspects of that excites me? This question particularly is very good at seeing what really gives you that zest for life. Because what you are passionate discussing about is most likely what is giving you most energy. The last question in this area is, in what areas do I still want to develop and improve? Answering these questions, it's not about that you're gonna tomorrow start and do all of these improvements and all of these new habits. This is just a reflection. So remind yourself, I don't have to do anything on that. I will cover how to really structure your New Year's vision and habits and everything in next episodes. This is just to gain the idea of where you are now, gain clarity. So in what areas do I still want to develop and improve? There can be a ton of areas. It doesn't mean that you have to start acting on them. Just to get an idea. The third aspect is relationships. So the questions for relationships are, how would I describe the overall health of my relationships this year? Another question, who did I spend the most amount of time this year? And the last one, are there any relationships that are weighing me down? And does it need more nurture, boundaries, or something else? Another category is career and professional development. And the questions for this category are, what were my major achievements and successes? Did I face any significant challenges and how did I overcome them? Am I on the right path career-wise? Or do I need to reconsider my goals? How well did I balance work, personal life, and self-care? And last one, what's the most enjoyable and least enjoyable part of my work? Again, all of these are designed to gain more insight about your career and professional life. So now moving forward to the next category, it's finances. Questions for the finances are, how well did I manage my finances? Do I feel adequately rewarded for my time and effort? What comprised the majority of my spending? And you can also do evaluation by categories here, like health, housing, leisure, food, personal development, investment. Or you can just look at the biggest category that you've been spending. And as well, when you write that down, ask yourself, how does that reflect my values, where you're spending? And the last question for finances are, did I meet my financial goals this year? What could I improve next year? So you might not have had financial goals this year, so it might not be relevant, but it can become relevant as you do those reflections yearly, and then you can get a better insight. So the next category is time management. And the questions for that are there any activities that are consuming my time without any contribution to my well-being and long-term goals? For me, usually that's when social media comes in. The next two questions are, what would I like to do less of and more of? And that can be anything from social life to hobbies to work. And the last question is, how are my values reflected by where I spend my time? So similarly to finances, where you spend your finances is a reflection of your values. The same with time. How do you prioritize your time is usually what's most important to you. And it can be paradoxical because you might say, oh, I really value my health. But once you evaluate how you're spending your time, you see that you don't give any time priorities for your nutrition, for your exercise or mental health practices like meditation or yoga, breathing, journaling. And what does that say? It says that you want to make health your value, but that's not actually what your value is. And the last two categories, spirituality, one of them, and the questions for spirituality. And this can be very different for everyone because spirituality is such a diverse topic, right? How connected did I feel? And even that question means different things to different people. And the second one is very similar to that, is what did I do to strengthen my connection with the higher self, the universe, the source, the creator, God, higher power, name it whatever resonates with you the most. And then appreciation, again, comes back to gratitude. Who enriched my life this year and in what way? So that's also very good to make a list of people that you feel inspired to, because then you kind of have this bank of people that you can gain emotional resources from. For example, if I have a friend that I feel he enriches my life through just the way he leads his life with lightness and joy, and I write down his name and that he enriched my life through lightness and joy, then whenever I feel heavy, I just think of that person and I can kind of borrow that resource. There's a hypnotherapy exercise called deep trance identification, where I lead my clients into connecting to their mentor, to gaining that emotional or whatever other resource they need. And that has such dramatic and powerful transformations. Basically, appreciating people in your life can help you see what kind of amazing community you have around. That can be also online. It doesn't have to be your friends and family, because I also write in my list people like Oprah. I've never met her, but just by listening to what she shares, it enriches my life. So you can also write that down, because I'm grateful that there are people like that who do their podcasts and I listen to them daily and I just feel so inspired. So the second question for appreciation topic is, what were the happiest moments of the year? Also, take time to feel into them, to embody, to come back to them and see how good that felt. That can really raise your happiness levels at this time. And you can actually even use that whenever you feel low to, of course, first embrace the feelings that you're feeling, not to escape from them, but to come back to a happy memory can really help regulate the nervous system. And from that regulated nervous system, then you can do the work that's needed to deal with the difficult emotion. That's what I really like to do with myself and my clients. The last two questions for the appreciation topic are, what other experiences, insights am I grateful for this year? It doesn't have to be good experiences. It can be difficult experiences that you've gained insights from and you're grateful from them. And that is so powerful because it empowers you to not feel victimized by those experiences, but empowered to learn and grow and just be a better human being. And the last one is very similar. I left it the last question for a reason, because it kind of summarizes a lot of the things above. And once you already went through all the questions and you reach that last question, you already have a good idea of what happened and can allow to summarize what were your most significant lessons that you learned this year. That's the question. And yeah, it really helps me to see the overall growth of my life and just to feel the wisdom. It's also very good to share those with others. Talking about all these reflection questions got me pondering about my own life and just took me places. Whew. Okay, so that was a lot. Again, to have all those questions and all the categories, message me at Elena Kundro on Facebook or on Instagram. I'll leave my social links below. And I'm really curious what you took out from here. How do you do your reflections? How do you do your yearly reviews? What works for you? What doesn't? I'm always very interested how other people are managing their lives to live in alignment. So that's it for the first episode. Good luck with your reflections. See you on the next episode, where I will tell you how to construct your vision for the next year. We'll share tactics, different questions for guiding yourself, and I will see you there. Bye.